Let me explain like this. Elizabeth Holtzman was a United States congressperson. Her district was Brooklyn, New York. She's Jewish. In 1976 and 1977, many people came to her local office to complain that, and these were Jewish people, on the streets of Brooklyn, they saw people who had been guards in concentration camps in Nazi Germany. And they were amazed and wanted to know how this happened. Elizabeth Holtzman did not believe this was happening, but she did some research after there were about 2 years of people coming to her with these stories. She did some research and found that there was no law against former Nazis or people associated with the Nazi regime for coming to the United States. However, she thought that this was a travesty, and she helped craft a law called the Holtzman Amendment that had two parts to it. The first part was that if you had been a part of the Nazi regime, that is a Nazi party member, a Waffen-SS soldier, or some of these other outlawed groups, and you came to the United States under false pretenses, that you could be denaturalized, stripped, and deported back to Germany. That was one part of the law that most people in the United States who knew anything about it knew about. The other part of the law was that if you were overseas and you had been a part of the Nazi party or Waffen-SS or any of these groups and you wanted a visa, whether a non-immigrant or an immigrant visa, to come to the United States, you had to have a special hearing by an American consul before you could get such a visa, despite the fact you may have had visas in the past. So it had changed the law. So part of my job in Germany, I was the leader of the non-immigrant visa section in the American consulate in Hamburg, Germany, for almost 3 years. My job, primary job, was to oversee the issuance of non-immigrant visas.
I've heard the evidence in these cases is hard to trust because it's old. I've heard the KGB used to falsify evidence and that witness testimony is never reliable. So how did you wade through all those challenges 40 years later?
Well, it wasn't as difficult as you might think, Amy, from this point of view. I have heard the stories about the Soviets falsifying records and things like that, okay? I know quite a bit about this area. However, the Germans were very good at keeping records. And what was sent to me as the hearing officer when a person's name came up and they needed an interview were all of their records from the Wehrmacht, that is, when they were born, where they were born, when they joined the Hitler Youth, if they did, when they enlisted or drafted into the German army, when they became part of the Waffen-SS, that is, took that personal oath to Hitler, and every place they had been stationed during the Second World War. Now, the books had been created to show what groups or what divisions were in what places during the war. So an example might be I had a fellow who I interviewed who said he had nothing to do with crimes against humanity. He was a guy who sat on top of a train, and he sat in a machine gun nest, and his job was to guard the train. And I said, who was in the train? He said, I don't know. Where was the train? Well, it was started in Riga, Latvia. Where did it go? Oh, I don't remember. We had the records to show that when he was there in July of 1943, the only trains leaving Riga, Latvia, were going to the Treblinka death camp in Poland. So now my job was to, when you say wade through it, my job was pretty much to look at the written record and cross-examine him about these things, see if they were true, write up a report. I did not make the final decision. I would get his story, or her, not her story, I didn't meet anyone, and then I would send it off to the State Department. The State Department made the final decision based on what they had done. That particular fellow did not get a visa